please join me in the call to worship. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. The Lord has made known his victory. His righteousness has he openly shown in the sight of the nations. Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing. please join me in the prayer of invocation. O God, you have prepared for those you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. And now we will do the Lord's Prayer in unison with the 4- and 5-year-olds.
Time for the announcements. Welcome. We are looking forward to a great Children's Sunday. A couple of announcements here. Please join us at the back for the ice cream social right after the church. After church, you can also sign up for the Vacation Bible School, too. If you sign up today, you can get a free CD. Please notice the blue sheet in the order of worship about the church rummage sale. Thank you, and enjoy the service.
Good morning, everyone. In Corinthians 9:7, it says you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. You shouldn't give if you don't want to. You shouldn't give because you are forced to. God loves a cheerful giver.
For those of you that don't know, we're the senior and junior youth of First Congregational Church, and we're just starting to begin our year-long preparation for our Appalachian Service Project next year.
We will be assigned a family to spend a week with and help them rehab their home.
The Appalachian Mountain Range is one of the poorest areas in the U.S., and it desperately needs our help.
Our fundraising effort will be in cooperation with Circle 13, who will be sharing the proceeds from the rummage sale of over $1,000. In your green sheet, you will find all the dates where everyone can help with the rummage sale.
There are other fundraising activities if you cannot participate in the rummage sale, such as golf outings, breakfast, and Christmas treats.
We will be looking for your support throughout the next year.
To learn more about our mission trip, log on to asphome.org.
Look for information in the green sheet. God bless our mission.
Good morning and welcome. This is obviously one of my favorite days of the year in our church life. For those of you who do not know who I am, my name is Carrie Scarlatta, and I am the Sunday School Director at this church. And this is a special day when the children of our church and the Sunday School teachers and assistants who have been working all year together get to share just a little bit of what they've learned. Oftentimes, we leave our teacher appreciation or recognition to the end of the service, and that's the time when everyone's kind of, when are we going to be done with this? So I wanted to do it front and center because these people have given so much of themselves this year, and they deserve to be recognized greatly. So when I call your name, if you could just stand and stay standing until everyone's recognized, I think you'll see how many people it takes to run the great Sunday school program that we have at our church. In the nursery, Carrie Leanne, who works tirelessly every Sunday. She's so reliable, and that's where she is right now. Molly Rowbottom and her sister Shannon have been working in the 2- and 3-year-old, and again, that's a big commitment. Those are high school students, and to come on a Sunday morning is just really showing dedication. In our 4-year-old program, we have Margaret Brown, her husband John Brown. Grace Hurriet has been helping, and also we have a few assistants that have been sneaking in there every now and then. Margaret's daughter Elizabeth and also Emily Miles have been pitching in that room. The 5K room, Julie Wills, Kirsten Ertle, and we have Emily and Bobby who have been helping there, and Nimba Newman has subbed a few times every now and then, which is important as well. First and second grade, we have a great team there too, Carla Cummings and her daughter Amanda, Nancy Harmon, who's not with us today, but her daughter Zoe, and Mary Ray and her daughter Alexandra Ray. And I think that's just really neat that we've got some high school students and some moms who are working together. They don't have any children in that class. So next year's parents, I might be calling you for that class because I think they're going to be done. So that's real dedication to give to that class with no students of their own in that class. In third grade, Diane Sager, I don't know how many more times I can say your name. I think you've done it as long as I've done it, and it's just dedication, dedication. Julia Schmidt has stepped in there a few times and helped out as well, which has given Diane a much-needed break. We've had two great boys, Avery and Kurt, who have come almost every Sunday helping that class out. Our fourth grade, we've put together a stellar team there as well. Barb Wells, Sue Blado, Amy and Brian Hawthorne, Laura Petrie Anderson, Susan Jensen, and Carol Hudson. Fantastic. I mean, look at all those people that are willing to give to one class. And then Dan Miles, who we really are really sad to see go because he's heading off to college next fall. And just really super job this year, Dan. Fifth grade, Tracy Lockhart. Again, Tracy, you're another name. I don't know how many times I can say it. I think Tracy's hanging up her coat this year and going to take a break, but time and time again, Tracy's always said yes. Justin Meyer has been there to help her out. I don't think he's here today. He's been quite busy this last month with graduating from school as well, but he's been a real trooper. Sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, Keith Harmon, another name that I repeat over and over again. Keith's in the back. Jeff and Laura Gray pitched in this year, which was new for them, and also their son Jonathan, and I'm glad to see some new faces, and Jonathan's one of our kids and who's done some service projects here too, so it's been nice to see him there. I just really appreciate all of you, and I hope today all the adults of this church can take some time to say thank you to these people, to come here every Sunday, and I'm on a soapbox right now even though I'm short. When we can't get adults to come every Sunday, we get these guys to come every Sunday to be here with many of your children. So please consider next year maybe stepping forward and doing it for a little bit because it's a great activity. I don't think you would talk to any of these people and say that they didn't like it. It's a lot of work, and some days it's tough, but it's definitely worth it. So I want to recognize them. If you could give them a round of applause, please. Thank you. You may be seated. I also just want to quickly recognize I am responsible for coordinating the Faith Finders program, which Carla Cummings had started as Pioneer Club. And I've had a really dedicated parent group there this year, and we've had a very successful year. We meet once a month, and it's first through fifth graders. And we've been averaging about 20 to 25 kids a month, which is really neat since it's not very regular. And if you are here today, Barb Dunham, I don't know if she's here, but she is the person who cooks all of our meals, and I couldn't do it without her. Sharon Petrie, if you're here, she's one of my dedicated volunteers. Kristen Poulos has been there to help me out. The Meyer family has come. Michelle Herrig has come. The Elwig family has contributed. Tracy Elliott has helped me out, and Melissa Coppage. So one of the weeks that we met close to the end of the year, we ended up running out of food because so many parents stayed and had dinner, and it's just a wonderful fellowship activity, which will be continuing next year. So, again, thank you, teachers. Thank you, Sunday school assistants. And thank you, parents, for bringing your kids to church on Sunday morning.
Today's gospel lesson comes from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 13. This can be found in your pew Bible on page 983 and in the children's Bible on page 1539. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends.
Class is coming up. I do want Carrie Leon to stand. I want you to be recognized. Yes. With two babies in her hand, here she is. Can we give her a big round of applause, please? She is a miracle worker in that nursery.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Carla Cummings, and I've been fortunate this year to teach the first and second grade along with Mary Ray and Nancy Harmon, who's not here. And as Carrie Scarlatta said earlier, we have been teaching this year with our daughters, Alexandra Ray, Amanda Cummings, and Zoe Harmon over here. And it's been a great experience for all of us. This year, the children want to share with you what they've been learning all year. And the one thing I find very interesting is we learn a lot from them when we teach every Sunday. So here's what they've learned.
My name is Malcolm, and I learned to act wisely.
My name is Maddie, and I learned that Jesus is perfect.
My name is Jake, and I learned that Jesus is alive.
My name is Lily, and I learned to follow God.
My name is Austin, and I learned to be a good friend.
My name is Parker, and I learned God helps us when we need help.
My name is Brenna, and I learned this year that God died for us because he loved us a lot.
My name is Nick, and I learned that God is alive.
My name is Tommy, and I learned God is loyal.
My name is Juliet, and I learned be God's friend.
My name is Jack, and I learned that God forgives us.
I am Molly.
Jesus knows us.
He knows ya.
My name is Mary Ann, and I learned that Jesus wants us to work it out.
My name is Bella, and I learned to keep your promises.
As a class, they voted on a Bible passage that best reflects their favorite verse they learned this year. So,
hey, do you want to come over to my house today?
Sure.
What do you want to do first?
Play that game.
I got a new Wii game, and it's called The Books of the Old Testament. The first five books of the Old Testament are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Next is Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel. Then comes 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, and Ezra. Next are Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, and Proverbs. Next is Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Lamentations. The second last five books of the Bible are Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, and Amos. The last five books of the Bible are Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, and Habakkuk. The last four books of the Bible are Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
While we're getting ready, I'm Barbara Wells, and we've had such a wonderful year. Sue Blado and I have been teaching this group for a while, and this year had the help of Laura Anderson and the Hawthorne and Dan and Carol Hudson and Susan Jensen, and that's been a great treat for us because we've had a chance to go to church and we've rotated. So it's been a wonderful year, and we're getting ready now to tell you about what we have learned, but we have a few other presentations that we'd like to make before we do our act.
First off, our kids, I'm Sue Blado, by the way, and our kids have been very busy memorizing, and they all have a little awards for being memorization champs from the fourth grade class of 2009. And the things that they have been working on memorizing this year has, well, they've been memorizing over the past couple years, but the things that we worked on this year, they've memorized the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments, John 3:16. We've been singing the last few years, the Gloria Patri, Doxology. We memorized the Old Testament and the New Testament. And next year we're going to be working on a few other things, the 23rd Psalm, and we'll continue to stay busy. So congratulations, guys, on your memorization.
And one more thing that we really wanted to say, thank you to Dan for helping us this year and his leadership and enthusiasm and calming effect on our kids was just a treat for us teachers, and also the kids really enjoyed him, too. So thank you, Dan, and good luck in your future. Okay.
Hi, my name is Daniel Miles. I'm a senior this year, so next year I will be off to college, and I'm going to miss these guys. So, but this year, as you heard, one of the main things we worked on was the books of the Bible. And today we're just going to give you half the Bible. So today we're just going to do the New Testament. So, and we're going to do it by song.
Children Sunday.
Hello, my name is Sam. Hello, my name is Sam Stacy. I'm in the 5th grade Sunday school class. Our class is presenting 3 skits all having to do with peer pressure.
Today we'll be talking about peer pressure smoking. This is the wrong thing to do.
Hey, dude, do you want a cigarette?
No.
It'll make you feel cool.
Stop. That is the wrong thing to do. Here's what you should do.
Hey, dude, do you want a cigarette?
No.
But it'll make you feel cool.
That's not what I heard. I heard it shortens your life, it's hard for you to breathe, and you can get lung cancer.
I'll try to stop, too.
We learned in chapter 10 of the book of Mark that we should focus on Jesus and that possessions are less important.
I'll give you $10 million if you stop believing in God.
Don't do it. God is good and holy.
Well, think of all the things you can buy with the money.
Like a house.
But God helps you through your troubles.
Like a pool?
Yeah, but he wipes away all your sins.
Okay, I've got nothing.
I'm sorry. God is more important than all the money in the world. I cannot accept it.
I'm Holly.
I'm Molly.
And that's Jane.
I'm Riley.
Guys, we found this purse. Isn't it cute?
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, it is cute.
Yeah, mine's way cute.
No, it's not.
It's got somebody's cell phone and money. We should really give it to the office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riley, why don't you go steal that purse?
Yeah, Riley, why don't you go steal that purse?
Yeah, what they said.
Well, I can't because she's my friend and it's not even hers.
Well, think about it. You could have a cell phone and money.
Yeah, think about it. You could have a cell phone and some money.
Yeah, what they said. I just can't.
Fine, then we'll tell everyone in the school that you think you're better than them.
Yeah, fine. We'll tell everybody in school that you think you're better than us.
And again, what they say.
Well, that's not true, and I won't be your friend anymore.
We were never friends.
Never, never friends.
Never, ever friends.
Did she just leave?
Did she just leave?
Did she
just leave?
Did she?
Did she?
Did she?
Let's go take that to the office because they wanted me to steal it.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Okay.
Jesus says they have no peer pressure.
So
you should too.
Good morning, kids. You guys did a fabulous job this morning. Have you been wondering about our mystery guests that keep running through here? Well, they are part of our underground church that is currently under construction for Vacation Bible School.
VBS will be held in the evening this year, same dates, August 3rd through the 7th, but it will be in the evening rather than in the morning, with each night beginning with a family dinner. We will be giving each family that registers today a free CD with all of the fabulous music from Rome on it. So please stop and visit us at the registration table at the Ice Cream Social after the service. So kids, where are you going to bring your parents?
Dear Lord, we thank you for these wonderful gifts. Thank you for the gift of life these children bring. We are blessed to have this generation of children who will continue to spread the word of Christianity. In God's name we pray. Amen.
I'm Mary Kay Olson, and on behalf of First Congregational Church, I wish to extend to Carrie our tremendous gratitude and thanks for all she has done over many years for Christian education. I know those years extend far beyond the years that she's been officially the director of the Sunday School. In fact, she shared with us on the board earlier in the week that she's been at this for 16 years, her entire adult life, serving Christian education and that goal in the church. I know we all recognize what a tremendous commitment that is. And knowing Carrie, I know that she has done this with steadfast devotion, dedication, love, spirit, and passion, really. She's set an inspiring example, and I know it's often said of teachers that they touch the future, and I know that our Carrie has touched the future in immeasurable ways. I also want her to know that we have outside two hanging planters of petunias. They were a little large to transport, so that's why they're out there awaiting you. And it's only a little leap of faith to believe they really are out there awaiting you. So again, our heartfelt gratitude and thanks. And it definitely is a day to be thankful that Carrie has a accomplished all she has on behalf of the children, the adults, and the entire church. Thank you.
To quote our fifth graders, what she said. With my whole heart, thank you. Why do we do this every year? Is it because they're cute? Because they are. Is it because they're smart? Yes. Yes, they are. It's because God calls us to childlike faith. There was no sermon today from a pulpit. There was an hour-long sermon today from your children. Hear it, accept it, and live it. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God forever. Amen. Go in peace.